USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is again promising to levy steep tariffs on Chinese-made electric and other vehicles if elected. He made the pledge along with a comment that's raising a lot of suspicion among Trump's critics.
And you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath.
During a weekend campaign rally in Ohio, Trump campaign officials said the former president meant there would be a bloodbath in the U.S. auto sector. Of course, the comment came as political tension in the U.S. continues to draw fears of political violence of one kind or another this presidential election year, same as the last. The volcano in Iceland is erupting for the fourth time since December. Iceland officials say the volcano erupted Saturday south of Reykjavik, spewing bright orange lava into the night sky. Officials say lava looks like it's flowing south towards the coastal town of Grindavik, which was once again being evacuated. There's now a state of emergency as a result in Iceland. A recent Gallup survey reveals the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. This trend follows a series of recent incidents involving gun violence at U.S. colleges. The nation's first ever offshore wind turbines are now operational off the coast of New York. Governor Kathy Hochul joined others to celebrate the occasion on Thursday.
We flip the switch and turn on the future. The future of power generated by the winds.
The two-year project led to the completion of a dozen turbines about 35 miles off the coast of Long Island. They'll deliver electricity to roughly 70,000 homes and businesses in New York. This is USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Sunday is St. Patrick's Day in the U.S. Named for the patron saint of Ireland, March 17th is the day St. Patrick is believed to have died around 490 A.D. For most Americans, St. Patrick is famous for driving the snakes out of Ireland. U.S. cities with large numbers of Irish immigrants will have the biggest celebration Sunday, including Boston, Philadelphia, and Chicago. Savannah, Georgia, also known for a big St. Patrick's Day celebration each year. The White House is moving to eradicate junk fees for college students, borrowers of student loans. USA's John Schaefer has more.
As outlined in the president's 2025 budget proposal, the administration aims to eliminate student loan origination fees, which are a percentage of the loan amount designated as a processing fee. Additionally, the plan seeks to address college banking fees and automatic charges for textbooks.
Prosecutor Nathan Wade is announcing his resignation from the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. Following Wade's departure, a Georgia judge has ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis can continue to oversee former President Trump's election interference case. This Easter, consumer spending is expected to surpass $22 billion. That's according to the National Retail Federation, reporting 81% of Americans intend to celebrate the holiday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.